Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. This week on Morning Prayer, we've looked to see what the Bible can tell us about overcoming stagnation and gridlock, whether on a personal or a larger scale. The Bible stories we've looked at, the children of Israel escaping from the Egyptian army when it appeared they'd be captured and dragged back into slavery, a paralyzed man being healed so he could move again, and a person ill for 38 years being healed instantaneously, suggest that progress is indeed possible, even when the outlook appears bleak. Progress is made, and obstacles are overcome, when the people were willing to move beyond standard viewpoints, perceptions that said they had no options or had only the most limited prospects. Moving beyond those viewpoints, they discovered that good is a real power that was present to help them and make things better. And with that power of good, bad situations were turned around and progress was made. All this can work for us today, too, no matter what situation we find ourselves in or how limited or even hopeless our options appear to be. We can humbly turn to God, good itself, give up strictly human perceptions, and be willing to see the power of good at work, realizing that there's a law of good in operation. As the Bible puts it, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." May we all emerge from the darkness of limited prospects, trust the power of good, and find real progress for ourselves and others. Amen.